This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But I don't like the results for the Americans at the Olympics. No gold medals. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So here's the scoop. I'm going to just jump on it quickly because we've got the man cave coming up. But Michaela Schifrin fell in the second straight Olympic event out. Boom. She was our best chance to medal. She's won several gold medals and she still has some events left. I really feel sorry for the kid, boy. Seeing her afterwards looking so dejected, just sitting there on the side of the mountain, and then graciously answering questions, very teary-eyed and trying to figure out, this has never happened to me. I can't explain it. And it is, it's terrible. So, too, just knocked out in qualifying, boom, not even competing for a medal. So in the meantime, Winter Olympic-wise, medal count, like I said, no golds for the U.S. In the lead, the Russian Olympic Committee with 10. They have 2 golds, 3 silver, 5 bronze. The U.S., 0 golds, 4 silver, 1 bronze for 5 medals. 5 medals. That count fluctuates, so we've got some big events coming up that I think the Americans are going to do much better in, but I don't want to jinx them, so I'm just going to push my crystal ball aside. I'm just going to push it aside for the moment. All right, I'm not even going to crystal ball this because Putin is just deciding what he's going to do on his own time, and it could be a long standoff between Russia, the West, and all over the Ukraine. This gets drawn out, of course, it's just a slog, and it goes on and on and on and on, and it is looking more and more like that. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, who's been going back and forth from Moscow to Berlin on Monday and Tuesday, described the coming days as very crucial in the West's bid to avert war. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany insisted that Russia would suffer far-reaching consequences if it attacked the Ukraine. I mean, that's the strongest thing that he said, because they're worried about their pipeline and the gas that they need. They got to heat the houses up in Europe, and it's a pipeline coming from Russia. So at this point, it's just this military buildup. It's so extensive. They've added ships to the mix. And they're claiming it's an exercise, but this is a crisis, but it's a crisis that in some form is just could just keep on going. I mean, it could go for months. And for the West, it means being drawn into, guess what, another sort of forever war, right? So we think that we have security. We think that we are free from some of this. Just looking at the horrible way we got out of Afghanistan, but getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And do you have the stomach for this kind of a distant conflict? Think about that. At this point, that's not the issue, but it could become the issue. Could become the issue. I think this gets dragged out. I think the military is working and looking at all angles of this, but I think that there's not going to be sufficient concessions in the coming weeks to avert a conflict. I don't think it's going to satisfy Russia. Russia wants the Ukraine. That's it. I mean, we all know it. So what will they do to get it, and what will the U.S. and the rest of the U.S.'s allies do to stop it? There is the $10 billion question. And what do you, as an American, think should be done in this case? Think long, drawn-out war. I don't know that we have the stomach for that. But yet, there's no way that the ball is going to be dropped on the Ukraine, especially when you know that immediately so many people could be killed the second they invade. The second they invade. All right, besides Putin and what's going on in Russia, there are other things that we have our eyes on here in the U.S. and some of that includes what's going on with the infighting with the Republicans. McConnell and McCarthy at opposite ends of three little worlds, a violent insurrection, right? So Senator Mitch McConnell joined a lot of Republicans distancing themselves from the committee's action, describing the Capitol riot as a violent insurrection. They're saying it was an insurrection. That's it. It was a violent insurrection. So this was unusual for Mitch McConnell. I was so shocked. I got a text from somebody in D.C. I was so shocked to hear that. Usually it's tiptoeing around a lot of this, but there was no tiptoeing. Remember, what happened was on Friday, the Republican National Committee on Friday officially rebuked, if you will, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House investigation of the January 6th attack, accusing them of persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. That's what they said. McConnell said that's not accurate. He said, we saw it happen. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was. He made those remarks to reporters outside the Senate Republicans' closed-door weekly luncheon. His aides had signaled in advance he was going to make a statement on the RNC's action. So this is a different message than what we're hearing from other people in the Republican Party, including, obviously, Kevin McCarthy, who defended the resolution, saying it was meant to condemn the House committee's targeting of conservatives who were nowhere near Washington on January 6th and had nothing to do either with the attack or the broader effort, as he described it, to overturn the 2020 election. He said, traditionally, the view of the national party committees is that we support all members of our party, regardless of their positions on some issues. The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sorting or singling out members of the party that have different views of the majority, right? And that was McConnell's thing, that they shouldn't be doing that, which was the opposite of Kevin McCarthy, right? And McCarthy's not speaking with as part of the House inquiry about his conversations with Trump during and around the January 6th attack. So, you know, Republicans are now finding themselves with a little bit of a chasm, more of a chasm, over what just happened with the censure and the language in all of that. So defending, some Republicans are defending it, some people are clearly saying it was not right, it was wrong. And you rarely see, this is the thing about the Republican Party, you really see this kind of cannibalization, and you're seeing it, right? Cannibalizing before our eyes. All right, the man cave, that's where we're headed. Head there with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
That's what I felt like. Oh, yeah! When I saw American Colby Stevenson, who was amazing, he soared to silver in the free ski Big Air, which was exciting because this is a kid who had his skull cracked open and had to be put back together, and really, it's amazing. He nearly died in a car crash 6 years ago. He had a fractured skull and multiple other injuries. And now at 24, he soared and won a silver medal, and it was just a great run, and it was great to hear his story and see him impressively do what he did. He left 1,800 on his last run, 5 full rotations in the air. Imagine that in skis. He launched himself right into that position for silver, and he had to wait till a lot of other skiers had the chance to try to beat him, but... Wow, that's wonderful that he took that medal. What's not so wonderful is Michaela Schifrin. I've said it now a couple times in this show, but if you're just tuning in for the Man Cave, second, didn't finish, you know, didn't qualify for two very big races that she is so skilled in. She is a speed demon, and she should hold her head up high because she's an incredible athlete, but it's got to be very, very tough for her. It's the first time she failed to finish back-to-back technical races since December 11th, 2011. She was 16 years old. She was shocked. And, you know, people come up to her and they say, oh, this happens. It's okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. But that's a a lot of the work that she's done for a total of a handful of gates, that's not good. And it's not lost on her, and it's not lost on the expectations. She was expected to contend for multiple medals. So 2 days after skiing out in the first run of the giant slalom, she did the same thing in the first run of the slalom. So that doesn't work. It's a huge disappointment. She still has a chance to win a medal. Still has a chance, a couple of chances to win a gold medal. But, boy, it's weird. The Olympics, not great to some of our best skiers. Bodie Miller, 6 Olympic gold medals. One of them's gold. Lindsey Vonn, more World Cup victories than anyone, but struggled when it came to the games. Her downhill win at the 2010 Vancouver Games is considered by those who aren't diehard ski racing fans to be her signature achievement, but she also had a couple of DNFs in 3 races for those Olympics, so it's got to be a gutted feeling for Schifrin, who has spoken in the past about being rattled by others' expectations of her, and she just doesn't want to disappoint anyone. She's got to get that out of her head, I would imagine. She was choking back tears. She's still got a couple of races left, the Super G, the Alpine combined, and the downhill. So, you know, is she racing in those, and what's going to happen there? We'll see. I think she will, but I hope she bounces back, because she's a great skier, and it's sad to see that. And no gold medals for the Americans yet. And, of course, the Russians lead with 10 medals. I've talked about that. The big game is happening. The big game would be the Super Bowl. We, in fact, did our Nail the Score, and I picked Cincinnati 28-24 over the Rams. It was really tough to pick this. I've watched both of these teams a lot during the season, and I'm happy that for them that they're both there. I'm surprised that this is how it all ended up with the Super Bowl. I thought Green Bay was going to be there for sure, and I just didn't think either one of these two teams. Yes, they were fun to watch and were contenders, especially the Rams. But good for both of them for being there. I mean, that's the stuff that dreams are made of. Who says that Joe Burrow can't be in his second year as a quarterback of the Bengals, and after 33 years, lead them to the promised land? I love this kid's intensity, and he's got to have as much of a mistake-free game as possible. He's got to have an offensive line which keeps collapsing on him, not to keep him on his butt where he can't get sacked again and again and again, because I think L.A. will take advantage of it. And there's always those possible miscues, fumbles, and everything else that can happen, and that will play heavily in this game, especially for the Bengals if they make those mistakes. They have the better kicker in Evan McPherson, who is Money Mac, they call him, and Money Mac is so, so good. He's on fire. So I think, I just think that this will be a good game, and it'll be a test of who can hold on to the ball, frankly, and not have one crucial mistake or one little miscue. That's all it takes, one terrible penalty at the wrong time, especially if it comes down to the wire, which so many of the games have been coming down to. What an end to a terrific season. I am unabashedly a huge football fan. I've covered football in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. I talk about that. In fact, I purposely, Forbes wanted me just to focus on that and not even this show that I absolutely love, although I talk about it, but meaning they wanted the whole sports angle. And I flew with the Dallas Cowboys and covered the Cowboys and covered the Giants and the Raiders and, I mean, all the teams on NBC and CBS and all my shows. And even on this show, I certainly have done that, and we've had lots of amazing sports guests on, including many standouts from the NFL world. And I look at, I just look at football so differently since I covered it, and seeing what I see that goes into it, the incredible work when you're with a team and you see them from making the team, some that are there to either make or not make the team when they make the cuts, the roster cuts, to what it's like in training season, training camps, and then to go through the beginning of the season and all those games and all the prep, and it's a long season. It's hard on those bodies. And, of course, I'm not feeling sorry for them. They make really good money in a sport that many of us like to watch. But this is it. So when you get to the Super Bowl, you never know if you'll be back there again. And for Joe Burrow and also for Matt Stafford, it's certainly not lost on them. There is no feeling, as I've been told by many athletes, there's no feeling like winning a championship. It's great to get MVPs and be a Hall of Famer, and that's all important and exciting, but it is about winning the ultimate championship and not letting it slip through your fingers, and it's so difficult to get back. Just ask Pat Mahomes. You know, they almost made it three, and of course the big win, so he's already got a Super Bowl under his belt, and I think he'll frankly win another one. But in a long career, you just don't know because of players and so many other factors that happen with injuries, et cetera. However, without a doubt, I really, really like this season, and I think we saw the best of the best in the last couple of weeks that we can see in football. All the other crazy nonsense, the circus around it, the things that happen with players or the things that happen with owners or the shenanigans of the back and forth over rights, television rights, etc., some of the things that have happened over the years. I think that the sport is healthy, let's put it that way. I think the sport is very, very healthy. All right, another quick side note to the Super Bowl and the whole betting thing. It's amazing the prop bets that you can make. I lived in Vegas for a short time, and I saw so many people come in for the Super Bowl because they come in to make, you know, this legalized betting. But now we've got legalized betting in so many other places over the past year, Arizona and Connecticut and Louisiana and Maryland and North Carolina and Dakotas and Washington and Wisconsin and Wyoming, where some of you are listening. You know, now there's 45 million people, give or take, that will be able to bet on the Super Bowl legally. So when the Rams and the Bengals hit the field on Sunday evening in the Rams' home stadium, 30 states plus Washington, D.C. have legalized gambling. They have legal gambling. Much easier to do, right? Never, ever has there been more interest in legal sports wagering. Never. Never. That's what Bill Miller said, and he's with the American Gaming Association, and he forecasts that kind of stuff. He says he's never seen so much interest. All right, stay with us. Some more coming your way on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver, British Columbia on January 23rd. Hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday. The protests have since spread to other locations on or near the Canadian border, including the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception, the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. You're listening to USA Radio News. The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday and called for solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The state of New York will repeal its indoor mask mandate on Wednesday as the number of infections have decreased. Other states that have Democratic governors, like New Jersey and California, also announced similar decisions this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Where's the principal's office?
Yes? Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, I'm Charlie Moore. I'm a substitute teacher.
Bernadette Mira, assistant principal. You're late, Mr. Moore. You missed the pledge of the flag.
I did that at home.
Room 19. Oh, Mr. Moore. Look, I better warn you about your first period class.
Warn me? I've taught in the toughest high schools in New York City.
All right, that was Howard Hessman, who just passed away, and he was on several shows that certainly we know. One of them, besides WKRP in Cincinnati and all the guest starring roles that he had all over the place, he was also Charlie Moore in the television show Head of the Class, which was a huge sensation. And my pal, Annie Zadarovich, who now is a bigwig with Premier Radio Networks, was at the time an assistant director on that show. She's a member in the DGA, and she joins us now to talk about Howard Hessman, and I'm certain we're going to talk about those Rams as she's there in Los Angeles. Hey, Annie.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
So what is your recollection of Howard Hessman? What was it like for you? You know, you were young in the business. What was he like to work with on Head of the Class?
Well, the one thing that I can remember about Howard was he was a very nice man. We have moments of you know, discord like any actor, but the main thing was he was not a comedian. He could be a funny guy, and he is, but he was an actor. So those were parts. Johnny Fever on WKRP, Charlie Moore on Head of the Class. because it's we've lost two recently, and Bob Saget, I worked for about a year on also Full House with Bob Saget. He was a comedian. He was funny even when the director yelled cut, and he was doing jokes. And Saget was a funny, funny man. Howard Hessman was not that. Howard Hessman was an actor who got comedic parts. And the writing is what was funny. When it was Howard in real life, he wasn't funny. I mean, he was kind of a deadpan humor, kind of sarcastic in a nice way. But he wasn't ha-ha funny. And then I remember Bob Saget being ha-ha funny. I mean, Bob Saget, John Stamos, and Dave Coulier used to have a kind of a no-kid zone room where they could go and be themselves and tell dirty jokes and do stuff like that, because that was when Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen were literally, you know, one-year-old, two-year-old, and I was a junior assistant director on that show for a year, and I was mainly one of the wranglers where I'd have to go and get Candice Bure and Jody Sweetin from their teachers, because they were all in school. And thank God, on Head of the Class, we only did that for a short time when we had one underage actor. But all the actors on Head of the Class were playing 18-year-olds, and they were all 26, 27, 30 years old. But on Bob Saget's show, Full House, they were little kids. I mean, they could only be there for a short time, and someone say, you know, go and grab Mary Kate, and I go, how the hell can I tell which one is which one? They were identical twins. And I remember Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen when they, you know, one of them, the one that would come to the set to be used for filming, was the one that didn't have dirty diapers. I mean, you know, but Saget was funny, and he could be dirty, and they had to watch that because, like I said, they gave Saget, Coulier, and Stamos their own room, their own green room area, so they could, you know, because they had to behave around those kids all the time.
Right.
And they would just want to let loose, and, you know, that. But Saget was funny, ha-ha funny. Howard Hessman was not. Howard Hessman was a professionally trained actor, did all that stuff in New York, you know. And, you know, when anybody comes from New York, acting schools in Strasbourg and all that, you know, they want to be thought of as a serious actor. Well, I don't think he ever was a serious actor, but he took it very seriously, and he was a perfectionist, and he didn't care too much for people that were just goofing around or anything like that. And but he was always very nice. He was always very nice to me personally. And I worked with him for close to almost 4.5-5 years, I'd say.
Yeah. Wow. So when you were on Head of the Class, did you know that was going to be that kind of a hit, and it was going to be around for as long as it was?
Well, it was around for yes and no. I mean, it was pretty well written, and the directors and the writers and the producers were very experienced guys, and so you could tell that. I was with the show from literally the pilot through the 5 years. And then the reason it ended is, this is something unique in Hollywood, but we didn't end because we had bad ratings. We were still a top 20 show after 5 years, but there was such a large number of cast, they couldn't afford everybody anymore. Howard Hessman had left. Robin Givens was a huge star because she had married Mike Tyson and became an instant millionaire. And there were a lot of them that were, and you want to know something very, very unique and funny? The one that played Brian Robbins, the actor who played on the show, the one that was like the imitation Fonzie with the black jacket and the leather jacket and all that stuff, he's now the president of Paramount.
Wow.
He went behind the scenes, and he did that show Arliss for a while, and he did several other things. And, I mean, just totally different. I'm telling you, the years, I mean, he was like the imitation Fonzie, and now he's like, you know, bald and 55, and he's the head of Paramount.
Wow, time changes things, that's for sure. This is so interesting. And like I said, when you came on, now you're the Vice President, West Coast Operations, iHeart Media and Premier Networks. And so, of course, there's an interest, obviously, in what happened in football and in L.A. There you are in L.A. Boy, it certainly looked like the Rams were not going to pull it out, but they did, and now it's now you're hosting the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. What's the reaction in Los Angeles?
Well, the reaction in Los Angeles is you just waited for porn star Jimmy to make a mistake, which he did. And I don't say that lightly. You know why that's his nickname out here. He dated a porn star. And he went around all over Hollywood with her. And people were like, really? You have millions and you can't, like, even, you know, go to Tinder or something? But porn star Jimmy did make the interception at the end. You have to feel for Matthew Stafford. You have to feel, you know, happy for Matthew Stafford. And we're very tight. And so, you know, my affiliation is I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And so I don't really care one way or the other. I'm not a Rams fan. If I had to choose between the Rams and the Chargers, I'd probably choose the Chargers with Justin Herbert. I loathe Sean McVay. I think he is the most narcissistic coach I've ever seen in my life. Can you honestly tell me, can I ask you an honest question, Kate Delaney?
Yes, you can.
Does he keep that god darn play card in front of his face? He really thinks someone is trying to read his lips to say what he's calling for the play, and he keeps that in front of his face, and Kyle Shanahan does the same thing, like they're the two most narcissistic coaches in the entire NFL. Nobody cares what your play call is, Sean McVay. Oh, God, I can't stand Sean McVay. A lot of people in LA can't stand Sean McVay. And another thing, there is a rule in life. You know, you've got to be honest. Does anybody out there really think Sean McVay eats Campbell's chunky soup? Really? Please. The last I knew, the guy doesn't do anything but Nobu, which stands for, you know, Celebrityville in Malibu.
He's all about the whole celebrity thing. Absolutely, I agree with you. Narcissistic.
Oh my god!
Made some bungled plays.
A lot of grease on the sidelines between him and Kyle Shanahan. You could deep fry Mickey D. Fry. I mean, the guy is like trying to be some pinup doll on the side. But I'm telling you, I just want to go, Kate. I just want to go and rip that play card off of his face.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, the Walrus does that too. So Andy Reid does that for the Chiefs, and he's old school, but it's so bizarre.
And he was stupid too.
It's, you know, crazy.
You see, if you look at the reality of it, if somebody literally read their lips, by the time they got it to that person, got it to the sideline, you'd be fourth down.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Take the cards off your face, you moronic idiot. You look stupid.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a question, Elliot. Listen. We got a couple minutes left. Who's going to win, Rams or the Bengals?
I'm pulling for the Bengals.
Yeah, me too. I like Joe. I like Joe.
You got to pull for Joey Cool.
Yeah.
But can I give him one piece of advice? Please don't bring your diamond necklace to L.A. because someone will rip it right off your neck. Honey, you go around saying it's real diamonds. This is South Central L.A. in Inglewood, okay? Go ahead. Bring your JB9 diamond necklace and see how long you have it. Because you know what? They don't care if they take your neck with it.
You're terrible. You are so jaded. I love Joe. I have ties to Ohio. Go Bengals. Annie, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome, Kate. Bye-bye.
Yep. And I like Joe. If he wants to wear a necklace, wear a necklace. He's awesome. Stay with us.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to Australia for a conversation with Leon Petkovsky, who has written a book called Nurturing the Nurturers, Healing the Planet. And what's so fascinating, and he'll talk about this, is time he spent with the Aboriginals. And as a psychotherapist and what we're seeing happening in the world and the demand and the relief that people want, but they just don't get, nurturing the nurturers is so key to me. That's like a brilliant hashtag. And what a perfect time for this book. Leon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Talk to me about spending time with the Aboriginals. Why did you do that? What happened there?
Oh, God, that's a long story. If you go to my podcast called Petkovsky Closure Optional, that'll tell you the full story.
Okay. But
in essence, when I was a young doctor, I wanted to do psychological research, and the guy who was the boss of the department got very pissed off with me because I published some papers that he wasn't included in. So I got the sack, and then I had nowhere to go. But there were these jobs available in Central Australia, so I went to Central Australia, and that's how I met Aboriginal people. And once that happened, then I gradually developed friendships and mentorships, and I got to spend more and more there.
And what did you find in spending time in Central Australia?
Well, look, you know, so much stuff. I mean, you know, I could go on for 3 days about this, but the amazing Aboriginal culture, the people, but also the suffering that people were going through. But the other thing that I found, which is important to my book, is that we were camping out one night with our Aboriginal teachers, and they kept asking us if we had any dreams. And so I had a dream on that particular night. And in the dream, I saw this huge, kind man, like an Aboriginal man, walking through the landscape, but not just Australia, walking through everywhere in the world. And his job was to look after all the nurturers, so all the mothers who were looking after babies, all the animal mothers, all of that, and all the people who were looking after them. And so I told them about that, and they said, "Oh, Leon, you've dreamt about Dreamtime being we call Wadi Kanyalpai, which is the man who is always looking after all the nurturers." And that's how come the book is called The Story of Wadi Kanyalpai, because that's what we want to encourage.
Yeah, and in encouraging that, and as part of the book, what will people learn from that experience, from what you learned and what you talk about in the book?
Well, the big thing that I hope people learn is just how important those early years of childhood are. And if you're lucky enough to get a reasonably good go of it, life is much more manageable, relationships are much more manageable, our emotions are much more manageable, behavior is much more manageable, you know, we're less impulsive, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and I said this at the beginning, too, and you talked about the story, nurturing the nurturers and healing the planet. Do you think anybody does a good job of that?
Well, look, I mean, there are lots of really good parents out there in the world. But not enough. And by not enough, I mean some of them try very hard to be good parents. But because they've been so damaged themselves, it becomes a struggle. Like, you know, you could have a very kind mother who develops postpartum depression, so she's severely depressed for the first 12 months of your life. And even though she's a good being, because she's depressed, it makes it very difficult for her to just be in touch with you. So stuff like that.
Yeah, makes sense to me. And you've talked about this, and it's obviously a huge passion of yours. And as a psychotherapist, you see this again and again and again.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. So when, as people are listening to our conversation, and they can get your book, by the way, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble,
yes,
wherever great books are sold.
Yeah. Booktopia.
Yeah, Booktopia. What do you hope they take away from the book?
Well, the big thing I hope they take away is more awareness of the critical importance of those first 3 years of life. And the second big thing that they want them to take away is that there are no governments on earth, except maybe for a few of the Scandinavian countries, that have any focused policies. And there should actually be a ministry for child nurturance that sets up government programs to help with that. And in the book, you know, I've described a few kind of private Indigenous organisations that have set up stuff like that to identify the mums at risk, to give them lots of support. They're the kind of models we should be following all over the planet.
Boy, I so agree, and I'm sure many people listening would agree, too. Where else can we find you? So we know where we can get your book, and you mentioned about a podcast. Where else can people find you?
Well, yeah, look, you know, they can find me on podcast. They can find me on YouTube. There's a beautiful summary of my book on YouTube, which is just really worth looking at.
There you go. What a great and fascinating conversation that we, as you said, we could talk for hours about this. You can get that book, like we said, certainly Barnes & Noble, Amazon, et cetera. Dr. Pietrzykowski, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, dear lady. And I send you and your listeners all my warmest loving wishes.
And finishing up this hour of the show, big news with two Republican leaders who are in their own little tug of war, McConnell and McCarthy. I'll talk about that in a second. And if you own a Hyundai and a Kia, look out. 500,000, so what, 500,000 people are told to park outside because of a fire risk, or at least the people who own those vehicles. I'll talk about that in a second. But first, recapping what I talked about at the top of this show, the two top Republican leaders in Congress, they went in different directions. How about that? Over the Republican National Committee's recent resolution that formally censures Republican reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for serving on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Here's what McConnell said. He was on CNN and he was asked about it, and he was kind of pressed on the RNC's decision to refer to that day as legitimate political discourse in the resolution on what occurred. And McConnell said, "We were all here. We saw what happened. No, it was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was." Good for McConnell for doing what he should do, for saying what he thought it was. And that's a rare break, people. That's a rare, rare, rare break. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy defended the RNC's use of legitimate political discourse, saying the RNC had been referring to the House Select Committee subpoenas to RNC officials who were in Florida at the time of the Capitol attack. So he specified, okay, this is what I'm talking about. And that's what I meant. And McCarthy said anybody who broke in and caused damage that was not called for, those people, we said from the very beginning, should be in jail. Amen, brother. That's what I've been saying all along. That's what it is. They are the ones that are responsible for that, right? All right, this is not good. If you own a Hyundai or a Kia and you happen to fall into the SUV category, it's like 500,000 cars and SUVs in the U.S. They're telling them to park outside of buildings due to a possible defect that can cause your car to spontaneously catch fire when it's not running. That is frightening, isn't it? I guess the problem is that due to these foreign contaminants, the anti-lock brake computer control module can short circuit and possibly start a fire in the engine compartment. So that makes sense. So they've got all kinds of recalls from 2016 to 2018, the Santa Fe SUVs and the Sport SUVs and the XL models and the Tucson SUVs. Here's what I suggest. If you own any of those cars, look it up and figure it out, because I wouldn't want to be in that situation. I mean, they're aware of a few Kias that have caught fire. And if it's parked, can you just imagine what that would be like? Yikes. So people, if you have any of those cars, please, please check. All right, on that note, we close the door on this show. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to it. It's 2022. I'm going to say it again. Really, honestly, make it count, people. And you can always email me, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.